Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous, In Depth.
What an honor. We're here with an in-depth episode in Las Vegas at the iHeartRadio Music Festival with, I was going to say, The Bachelorette.
One of two
bachelorettes. Rachel, thanks for sitting down with us.
Thanks for having me. Finally sitting down in person.
I know. I've told everybody on our show, I said, we've got to talk online. I've never met you in person. Mm-hmm. And so this was something I was really looking forward to. Because me I just watched well. On TV, like, what is today? Today Thursday? Yeah, today's Thursday, like mm-hmm. 4 days ago. But your life has been a whirlwind.
Yes, quite a bit has changed since then.
Are you holding up?
Doing the best I can, honestly. Still feels like I haven't had time to process everything, mm-hmm. but just trying to hang in there for now.
For the fans out there listening, because I guess I don't even know. It's been a few years since I was on the show. what has your last 4 days looked like? Like, what's your schedule meaning? Like, how, where have you been? Who have you been talking to? What have you done in the last 4 days to bring you now to Las Vegas?
Yeah, so obviously started in LA, filmed after the final rose, went straight to New York with Gabby, got to do a bunch of interviews with her, and went straight to Vegas. And here we are at the iHeart. And yeah, so it's just been definitely a whirlwind and trying to soak everything in, and in a way just excited it's over and being able to finally talk about it to everyone.
Are you excited this is all over?
I'm so blessed and grateful for the opportunity, but I think for so long I've kind of known the outcome. Mm. And so the fact that I'm finally able to just, you know, have it out in the world the way it is, it just is kind of a relief in a way.
I'm going to try to phrase this question, properly. If it doesn't come off well, I might have to try again. But there's this unique thing in your story where you have this finale kind of sitting in front of you. You know what's happened in between the end of filming and now the finale. You do the finale and it is just wild no matter what. Even if it all works out perfectly, it's hard on everybody involved. It's tiring. There's a lot of people asking you questions. Then, like you said, you flew to New York City mm-hmm. with Gabby, did press out there. Now you're sitting here. But yet in the meantime, you've had a real life experience that has hurt you, that has confused you, that you aren't necessarily probably having time to process and sit on, where some people after a breakup would sit in their room, you know, their house and cry and talk to friends and family and work through it. You haven't had that opportunity. And so as a human, how are you feeling now?
Yeah, it's crazy. Obviously I haven't really had time to process since the world has known, but I have had about a little over a month and a half to really sit down and process everything. And, obviously going through the breakup and then having to watch everything back and then see him again. You know, normally when you do go through a situation like this, you don't have to sit down on a couch with them again, especially on a day that, you know, you go through this entire process looking forward to the day where you get to tell the world how in love you are and wear your ring, and to kind of go a month and a half knowing what the world was going to see it after the final rose. It was difficult and definitely on the road to healing and looking forward to continuing that after this.
It's just a weird thing to say, right? Mm-hmm. That I'm waiting for healing until after all of this.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's healthy or not. I can't say, but do you feel like you're sitting in a place of health right now? Or are you still in a place of like survival? Like just trying to be where you're at and do what you need to do in the moment?
Yeah, it's difficult because I definitely have had truly a month where all I had to do was sit there and heal and talk about it with people. And so that was really nice. But now it is in a situation where the world does get to weigh in on this. Mm. And they do get to have an opinion on who's right and who's wrong and what's left out and what's his side. And so, you know, in a normal like situation, you would just, you know, be healing with your friends and family. And now to have everyone weighing in and telling you things like, you know, you deserve this or whatever they might say, it definitely affects healing a little bit, but doing, you know, the best I can to get like move forward with my life and heal from this.
Well, I have to be one of those people. And it feels weird for me mm-hmm. to sit with you today and the first time we've ever met in person. Mm-hmm. And your this 6 months of your life led up to what happened on Monday night, and now every press and every interview you do is going to ask you about a breakup. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. I don't want to do this. It's kind of what I have to do. But it feels weird for me. Mm-hmm. And I know that's not fun for you, I'm assuming. Yeah. Is that everybody's like re-bringing up something that probably hurt.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely. I mean, it's not just a breakup. It's a breakup that I didn't want to happen. You know, when someone cheats, you don't necessarily, it's not a decision you're coming to mutually.
So how did it feel when he told you?
I mean, the first thing is just obviously shock. It feels like almost like the stages of grief where you go through just no emotion and then anger and then sadness, and it just keeps repeating itself. And kind of now just at a place of acceptance of it and really just have to accept the fact that I'll never have the full story and never really know like truly the you know, answer to everything.
Well, you mentioned in prep for this, I was on social media and a lot of people are saying, hey, we don't know the whole story here, mm-hmm. right? And yet people are still choosing sides. We're going to talk about that in a mm-hmm. bit. Because you don't know the full story, obviously the public doesn't feel like they know the whole story. Mm-hmm. Was there anything that happened on Monday night that you wish was said or brought to light that you didn't have the opportunity to bring to light because of the circumstances, because of the speed at which this interview, you know, on television existed, like 7 minutes of you guys sitting on a couch? Is there anything out there that you would like to say just to bring clarity to the situation?
Yeah, I was really hoping. I mean, obviously we had a super heated argument, filmed way before I sat down on the couch with him. And I was really hoping, my hope was that we could sit on this couch and just, you know, be civil. I do wish the best for him. I don't want to sit there and make him feel bad or bullied or whatever. Obviously that transpired was out of my control for the most part, but yeah, I really was hoping we could sit down and kind of get to that place where we're, you know, just wishing each other the best. And unfortunately that just didn't happen. So it is sad, I think, for both parts that we're just kind of in this place where it didn't end well in person or in our initial argument, but there's really nothing I can do.
No, I mean, it's a weird environment to be bringing this out. So on national television, so will you at some point reach back out for healing, or do you feel like this is now done and you're going to just move forward and he can move forward, and what happened on Monday night is enough for you guys just to put, you know, close the book and move forward?
Yeah, I think that is a huge thing about healing, and especially when you're in a position I'm in of just wanting all the answers and wanting to know exactly what happened and what did she say and you know, all those things. But I think I've come to like accept everything with having at least a month to kind of heal and just realizing I'll never get those answers, and just not knowing is what I have to kind of live with. And I do wish him all the best. I really do think this is like the end of our chapter, what everyone saw on Tuesday.
You know, I had a relationship from the show, mm-hmm. And we've both moved forward now. She has a second kid on the way. Very excited for her. And I'm married and mm-hmm. very happy.
And congratulations again.
Thank you. But there was a season to go back when we broke up. We did announce it publicly. This was not on national television. We broke up because we just weren't fitting. Like our lives were not aligning. It was very clear that like it wasn't a healthy relationship for us any longer. But what happened then is people chose sides. Team Ben, mm-hmm. Team Lauren. And you still care about that person, right? You mm-hmm. still have a piece of your heart that is with them. Mm-hmm. And it got really hard for me. That was probably the hardest part, because there was two sides to it. One, I was like, how can you be Team Lauren? Like, look at me hurting over here. And then the second was, how could you be Team Ben? Mm-hmm. She's hurting over there. Mm-hmm. And so finally in our relationship, and I've never said this publicly, it took a year and a half, but we did finally talk, not long. But there was like a closure to it. Like, hey, I'm just wishing you the best. Like, I know this got ugly for circumstances we couldn't control. Mm-hmm. I know there was like a protection that we were both having about ourselves. And it closed the book for us. I felt like it really helped me finally move on and move mm-hmm. forward. I don't know, you know, on her side if it did. But I didn't realize I needed that for a while. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just telling you, when this storm and this tornado of stuff finally ends, there might be some healthiness in just saying, hey, I'm sorry for whatever happened during this. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. But I still care about you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's another thing too, is I really don't ever want it to be portrayed as if I'm saying I'm not at fault, because we were having difficulties. And I mean, I'm to blame for a lot of things, and I'm perfect. I wasn't a perfect partner. And I really do wish him all the best and his own healing. And I do hope, yeah, eventually we can get to that point where we just are completely on a civil good page, I guess.
It feels good when you see the other person thriving mm-hmm. and you know that you're doing really good yourself. It does feel good.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy, ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you about, because I felt like it was a little fuzzy during the show, was therapy was brought up a lot, which is very important, something that I did from the moment filming stopped. Still to this day, mm-hmm. It's been one of the best things in my life to implement and to take seriously. But there was these hints at the reason why therapy was necessary kind of during Monday night show. For people out there listening who have never been on the show and have never been a lead, can you give some clarity into what you were experiencing starting with night one filming? Because I got to talk to you the day of night one airing. Mm-hmm. You and Gabby were so excited.
Yeah.
And I almost at that moment, I want to every year and I never do, is be like, hey, this is awesome. This is going to suck.
Prepare yourself.
This is not going to be easy.
I know.
And if you're with somebody, mm-hmm. just know that it's really hard on them mm-hmm. to understand how you could have feelings for multiple people and be kissing people up until the 2 days before your engagement. And mm-hmm. in your mind, you've made sense of it, but in their mind, they don't get it. And so can you give a little clarity to the behind the scenes when we weren't getting interviews with you and you weren't coming on the podcast, to what like watching the season back mm-hmm. felt like for you personally and how easy or hard it was?
Yeah, I think it's hard for everyone. Fortunately for me, I did have Gabby with me and we were able to experience this together and be able to lean on each other as people who were going through watching our relationship while we're trying to like nurture and grow this new, you know, engagement as well. So it was great to have her, but I think you really don't understand the scrutiny you're opening yourself up to when you originally go on the show. And I think I saw one of the other Bachelorettes post about this recently. I think it was Desiree. And she was like, you know, when you go on the show, you make these decisions like for yourself and you expect everyone to see what you're doing and understand it. But that's just not the case. You really do have to watch yourself make mistakes and, you know, listen to what everyone has to say about that. And I was not perfect. I was making so many mistakes and I definitely was able to see that and learn from it. But it doesn't necessarily take away from the fact that you are constantly being bombarded with, you know, all these DMs and messages and things that are coming straight to you. And it does affect you and your relationship and it's difficult because you're going through all this while trying to like grow this new relationship. And I think on both ends, there just is a level of difficulty in having to get past that. It's hard.
And then like you kind of mentioned, add in that you're literally coming, you were on The Bachelor, mm-hmm. But you know, you kind of get hidden on The Bachelor amongst a bunch of people. You have a couple big storylines that come out, but you usually aren't getting a lot of focus. Then you become The Bachelorette. And you're less than a year from just for you being a very normal human operating in this world mm-hmm. and trying to figure it out and trying to just make the right decisions day to day. And then the scrutiny and the praise comes. So talk to me a little bit about what that felt like to you or what it still feels like to you to have a lot of praise and a lot of support but then also criticism and scrutiny that you're trying to figure out just based on this dating show?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just comes with the territory. Like you said, you are, of course, getting praise. Me and Gabby are in this new environment, this new bachelorette system, and just kind of everyone's responding to it different. And it was difficult, but for us to have each other, that was honestly like the most helpful thing, because it wasn't like across the board, like people taking sides. It was just, you know, like people didn't want us, I guess, pitted against each other, but they all, you know, would constantly do that. So to have her, it's difficult, but it was just the most like incredible blessing I could have ever asked for.
Yeah. I think, you know, I just drove here with Jason Tardik, who Caitlin Bristow, was talking to him, and, you know, there's been, especially from past bachelorettes, criticism on the two bachelorette format. Mm-hmm. I've always sat in a place, well, I just don't know. I said it would have been awesome to have a friend going through this with me, right? To take some of the load off, to also be able to confide in. And so I want to know from you, I'm interested, has a two bachelorette thing ever been a problem for you? Not that Gabby was your second bachelorette, but just like the idea that you were sharing this moment with somebody, that this couldn't just be your season or just going to be Gabby's season. Has it ever been an issue for you?
No. I mean, honestly, like I will say this till the day I die. I would never want to do this without Gabby. I would never do it without her. Like looking back, there's nothing I would have changed. My outcome didn't work out, but that has really nothing to do with the fact that Gabby was standing next to me. If anything, I'm just so blessed to have had her going through everything that happened. And I mean, I'm not here with a man now, but I'll have her for life. So I mean, it was never something that I ever felt like I resented or that I didn't want ever.
Well, then you have a lot to teach me, because there's something very unique here. You guys are able to stay friends through this process with obvious opportunities to compare yourself against her, for her to compare herself against you, to share these moments with somebody else, to date. At the beginning, especially the same people, but yet you stayed friends, you stayed supportive of each other. And so for everybody out there who was saying that could never, that's never going to happen. They're going to end up hating each other. They're going to end up being their worst enemies.
Yeah.
What did you two do? Because it might just be your personalities, but I think there's probably, if you could pull some like tangible things that you had to really learn and do and be cautious of through the process to make sure that that friendship stayed alive. And I think it'd be helpful for all of us. How are we going to be friends with people that we're competitors against?
I mean, I think it's so easy for people just to want to go in there and be competitive and act like, you know, this person is against me. But when you can go in with someone that's on your side, it makes it so much easier. And going in, it was just this unspoken rule with her and I that we would always put each other first, and that no matter what, we were making decisions together and we were doing this together. And I think one of the episodes we watched together was everything that happened with Logan that day where he came and visited me and then visited her and we both spoke. And I just think that episode was like showing the entire world, like truly, that we always put each other first. The first thing she asked was like, have you spoken to Rachel? How is she? And for us to have this mature, like adult discussion about it and really just put each other's needs and wants before these men. I mean, I'm so proud of her. I think like everything works out the way it's supposed to. And I'm just so glad that I've been able to share this with her.
It is impressive. And it is something I admire. Because I've gotten to be a part of the behind the scenes of the show, and I don't have a lot to hide and say there's some tricks to the trade that happen behind the scenes that people don't know about. I just find it really impressive that you guys are able to be there for each other as well and as often and as consistent as you two have been and will be. I think for me, beyond all else, that's one of my biggest takeaways from this season was we got to watch two friends stand beside each other through a really confusing and weird experience.
Yeah, I think it can be so isolating. Like as a lead, you went through it on your own and leaving, and to have someone who knew exactly how it felt at the time and how it feels now. And it's just, it really is something that I'll truly like be like forever grateful for.
I'm hoping at some point, Rachel, the tides turn for you and people start celebrating that.
Yes.
That we stop asking about the pain and the heartbreak mm-hmm. and the chaos and the drama. And we can start at some point celebrating the support. And speaking yeah. of support, one thing that I didn't know about until Michelle sees him, because I think Michelle was the first to tell me about it. You have this text thread
yes.
with all the bachelorettes. We yes. don't do that as bachelors. I think we all hate each other. No. I think we're all competitive against each other. We're all trying to one-up each other all the time. I wish we would have started it.
Yeah.
But I'm good friends with Trista, who was the first bachelorette.
Yes.
She lives there in Colorado with me. She's a part of the iHeart family with us. Mm-hmm. And she was telling me about it too last time we were together. Tell us what goes on that thread, what you've experienced recently with that thread.
Yeah.
And just like, I just think it's the coolest thing that you have this support system where three of those women sat there beside you on stage and said, no matter what, we're friends of yours.
Yeah. No, it is truly, it is such a sisterhood. I think the Bachelor family in general, but to be a part of this amazing legacy of women who truly have just changed the game in so many ways, each on their own season, to just welcome us with open arms. Gabby and I, we are in the group chat and they all are just so loving. And I think each of them can provide a different outlook and a different viewpoint, no matter what you're going through. So to have everyone, you know, in the beginning when you're happy and supporting you, and then at the end, women who have been through the same situation or something similar, it's really nice to have all of them there. And I had Caitlin, Michelle, and Becca there as well during my ending, and to have them behind me and to be able to see them and look at them as it's all happening, it was really nice.
Yeah, I think it's so cool. What is some mm-hmm. what is some of the advice that you've received personally from them here in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think everyone has really been through just so much in their own different ways, and to really be able to lean on them and rely on them in a time where I was so confused and just worried about things that were going to happen once it was all over, to just have their advice on how to move forward and how to continue to grow from this experience. It's just been really awesome to have them all.
That's super incredible. Mm-hmm. It's something to also celebrate.
And talk them.
Yeah,
but we'll include that too. Supportive, but also talking.
Well, I'm sure I've been able to know most of them in the last few years.
Yes.
I'm sure there's some weird stuff being said on that thread that should never go public. But they're all great and very big personalities.
Yes,
you have a lot absolutely. Of big personalities all together.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the diaper stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Couple last things about you before we talk about Gabby.
Yes.
you know, I told you when we sat down, I said, hey, I don't want to ask anything that everybody else has asked about. Mm-hmm. And you said, everybody's asking about Avon. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'm going to ask one question about it. What do you want to say about Avon? What in the world happened, I guess, that night? And what exists today?
Yeah, no, it was obviously a very big surprise for me. I think for everyone, not something that I thought was going to happen. I was able to talk to him after as well. I think the Avon situation kind of put Tino in a bit of an awkward position as well.
Sure did.
But I do want to reiterate that no one like wanted that to be a bullying situation mm-hmm. or a situation where one person is being put down. And it was not Avon's intention for any of that to happen as well. But he has just been someone that's always been so supportive of me, even throughout the season. He's just someone I always look to in hard times. So to have him kind of in a really hard time, it was nice to see him and catch up with him after.
Yeah, you know, I think that's one thing. I'm not one to blame the show for everything. I just don't think it's necessarily always appropriate because I don't think it's always true. But that was a situation that put you in a really weird space. Mm-hmm. You know, the criticism kind of came when I was looking. I was like, well, how could Rachel do this? And I was like, well, I don't think she did. You know, like, what was she supposed to say? Sorry, even no.
And I was also trying to get off the stage as soon as I could. I mean, everyone saw that on my face. So, yeah, it was just very much an awkward situation. And looking back, I really don't want anyone to feel like they were being bullied or put in a bad place. Like you said, that's like the one thing I really do want to get across, that was never my intention or Avon's.
Yeah. Well, it definitely got the reaction from the public. Mm. It was definitely awkward to watch, mm-hmm. which typically is good television. but it was not your decision is what we can say.
Yeah.
It was not your decision. All right. Okay. So on to Zach. Zach is the next Bachelor.
Yes.
As soon as you're done with your season, I know how this goes. They announce the next person mm-hmm. and off and running they are.
Yes.
So what can we expect, do you think, with Zach being the next Bachelor?
Oh, I'm so excited for Zach. He's such a good guy. I know he's going to do amazing. And I just am looking forward to finally watching a season and not participating. So yeah, good luck to him. It's definitely, as we know, really hard being in the position of being a lead, and hopefully he can just follow his heart and continue to be true to himself throughout it.
Yeah. The biggest criticism he's getting right now is the same one I got. You're mm-hmm. boring.
I hate that one. Yeah.
Well,
like,
I don't
really know him. Yeah.
Yeah. It was my biggest criticism. Mm-hmm. Is he boring? And will he have a boring season?
I don't think so. Zach is really a huge goofball. He has the dad jokes. And I think people are going to be able to see a lot more of his personality. With this season, of course, having two bachelorettes, I feel like there is, you know, less time. There's two stories happening. So people didn't really get to see a lot of anyone as much as they normally do. So I'm looking forward to people being able to see him and his personality.
One of my wife's closest friends is on this season.
Okay.
Her name's Bailey. She was there on night one.
Oh, I didn't see her.
So she came out. She was the one that said, hi, you know, in the morning, daily think of Bailey. And then he messed up and he's like, morning, Baylin, when they asked for names. And
it's nerve wracking. The first
awkward.
Time you're on that stage. I remember when I first got to AFR, just shaking and being on that stage. Night one, as hard as it is with an audience, you can give it a little grace.
It's not easy.
No.
But I'm very excited to watch Bailey. She's a very sweet girl
awesome.
Who is very excited about the opportunity, who we've been able to talk to. And so I'm going to be tuning in not only to see Zach.
And look out for Bailey.
She's, I think she has some potential.
Excited to see
to
her.
To be there a while. we're all celebrating Bailey. Okay. Now on to Gabby. Gabby is with Eric, I'm assuming, still 4 days
she
later.
She is, yeah.
Okay,
so
good.
Is the ring on.
Good. That's great. What do we see in their relationship behind the scenes that maybe we haven't been able to see on television with the two of them?
Yeah, I think Gabby, along with me, I mean, we truly are just in that space right now where we're still really getting to know, you know, well, at the time I was, the man I picked, and I'm excited to see, you know, their future moving forward. I think they, you know, of course have their struggles and conversations as well, but excited to see what's to come for Gabby and Eric.
I'm excited to sit down with them. There's a lot to talk about.
Absolutely.
Obviously Eric's story through the end of the season wasn't easy either. There was controversy with the blackface. There's controversy with those texts. What do you think they did to to navigate those together, those really tough conversations. And we didn't get to see all that. I wish we would have on the finale. I think it was important. Really important to bring those stuff up. We didn't see it. And I'm not going to put you in the place to ask why we didn't, because I don't think you have the answers to why that wasn't shown or talked about. But how do you think they navigated the difficulties in a way that brought them to the finale happy and healthy as a couple?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I can't speak on, you know, the show or why certain things got cut, but I can speak on Gabby. And I do know that she was really walking into AFR wanting to have that discussion and wanting to bring that to light, because I think a lot of times things do get pushed under the rug, and she is more than aware of, you know, the fact that she does want this to have attention, and we do need to talk about it because it is something that continues to happen. And when it continues to happen, you do have to continue to learn and have those hard conversations. And I think Eric and Gabby put in a lot of work on their relationship, continuing to do so and learn, and really have to talk to each other and teach each other and keep that open line of communication. As for the text messages, I do know that he told her as soon as he could. So it was something that was brought to light to the public, whereas Gabby kind of has had so much time to process that and talk with him about it. So yeah, two very different situations. Yeah, it's difficult for sure that they both didn't really get to have as much light as they should have.
Yeah, and it's a relationship.
Yeah.
I guess if you can make it through these hard conversations, these weird times, I would have to believe it makes you stronger.
Yeah.
Which is good and something we want for them.
Definitely.
All right. Final question for you here. It's an easy one. Rachel, you are moving on.
Yes.
Moving forward.
Yes.
Hopefully this weekend you get some time to sleep. You get some peace and quiet. You get some love, you get some great conversation, you have a few drinks, you hang out.
Definitely a couple drinks.
That's, you deserve it. What can we, I guess the best way to phrase this would be, what are you looking forward to now with this next chapter of your life, no longer being on the show as The Bachelorette, leaving this behind you, stepping forward? If we could put our stake in the ground, say tonight is the night that you move forward in a healthy and happy way.
Yeah.
What does that look like for you?
I think, again, I'm so grateful for everything that I have gained through this franchise, being able to be The Bachelorette. I've learned so much about myself, and I'm so excited to continue to take these lessons that I learned watching myself back and making myself into a better person. Hopefully, you know, looking forward to dating in the future. I'm very excited to go back to flying. Took a little bit of a break from that to go film the show. But yeah, I'm just really excited to move on and be able to start doing the things I want to do.
Rachel, thanks for sitting with us tonight.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
Have it's a blast this weekend. Enjoy it. And it means a lot that you came out here.
Thank you for having me.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.